Yeah, so Zach will pitch Monday in Seattle. Cap will go Tuesday in Seattle. Yeah, give him an extra day. At this point, obviously, an extra day just benefits, I think, them in the long run.
Always nice to get Cap an extra day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these young starters are going to, if they do end up going through this season, they're going to throw more innings this year than they will have in any year. Yeah, no restrictions. He went 85 in his rehab, so he's got a full arsenal and hopefully 105.
What is maybe been the most striking thing for a guy who was pitching somewhere this year, this time last year?
I think, obviously the willingness to take the baseball as a max effort guy, he's understanding the conditioning aspect, the recovery aspect, the stress of every game at the major league level is different for him. He's responded really well. We talked going into our first series in Philly, a lot of these young guys, first time experience at this level, trying to give them a soft spot to land in, build their confidence, and for Zach, he's just continuing to grow. He's continuing to understand. You see him come in, and it's not the amped up Zach it was in Philly. It's a little bit more calm. For Zach, it's calm, but I think he's really feeling a lot more comfortable. And yet, talking to him, it's fun to listen to his experiences from last year in AA and how different they are than going out of major league level and being in the bullpen. It's active every day. It's different than the minor leagues.
Is he effectively wild? Is that a term?
It is a term. We use that sometimes. Yeah, he can spray it, but then dart it. And he seems to have the ability to execute that one pitch when he needs it, and as he did last night. So, effectively wild is a good term.
When your pitchers, like last night, locked up their hitters, looking multiple times, how do you evaluate? What are you seeing there with the success of why that's happening?
Well, I think they're setting their pitches up well. And in terms of, the breaking ball from Zach, it's a good breaking ball. It's a swing and miss breaking ball. And if you throw it 3-2 and you can land it, a lot of times hitters are caught off guard or just, you're looking in the zone and something pops up out of hand, you kind of check off, and the next thing you know, it's down the zone for, strike three. So, I think they're doing a good job of setting up hitters, setting up pitches, and utilizing them in the zone.
Would you say that all four of the relievers that pitched last night got plus breaking balls? They're different, but plus?
Yeah, Sammy's definitely got a plus breaking ball. As well as Zach. Zach's more curveball-ish. You look at AJ, and it's kind of that sweeping hard slider. So, and then Danny Jimenez, we don't know what to refer to. It's just a off-speed pitch. Yeah, we got a day game tomorrow. We're traveling to Seattle. Next few days, we've got a couple lefties, so we're going to be out of four. Don't forget, Elvis is 33 years old. He's got a lot of mileage. So there's, for me, getting, we talk about this, utilizing the roster, utilizing everyone. it creates a culture that I think is one that everyone kind of bonds together, and in my mind, that's a good culture.
What do you think Herrera has been effective going the other way? Is it something in his approach or his swing?
You know, and I haven't seen a lot of him, obviously not being in AAA or throughout the minor leagues here, but Tommy referred to it as, what do you call it? I don't know, like it's a common hit for Herrera when he's going well to hit the ball the other way down the left field line. So it's good to see him using the whole field, you know, and it's good to see him being aggressive yet selective. Yeah, I think it's early to say that, even though we're 41 games in. But you could assess the fact that there's a mindset or approach to hitting the ball more on the line, and maybe their miss right now is on top as opposed to underneath. But you look at the two teams, you know, compare the two teams, because we had some bats in our lineup that maybe we're a little more slug than what we have currently. But maybe we've seen a lot. Maybe there's more sinker balls in the league. We read that article by the Giants, supposedly are ahead of the curve because they've got more sinker ball guys, you know, and soft contact pitches. So, yeah, I don't know. You want to do a data search? Give me that info. I'll run it by our R&D.
Mark, when you went out to take Blackburn out last night, it seemed like it took you a little longer to make the move than what I've seen you do in the past. What's that decision like for you as you're learning about doing what you want to do and making choices that you're making on a daily basis?
Yeah, you know, I hadn't completely made up my mind as I went out. When I asked Paul how he felt, Paul said he felt great. Continuing to think through that process, you know, with the bench that Joe had and the two left-handed hitters, you look at what gives not just the team the best chance for success with the particular reliever that I'm going to, and in my mind at that point, it kind of became more clear that Sammy needs to be on Walsh and they could pinch hit for Marsh, so. You know, I wanted to make sure at least you got one out of the two lefties. So, and Paul was great. Paul, you know, hey, time to go do what the team needs to do and to win and give us the best chance to win. So, Paul's been great in that aspect all year long.
All good?
Yep.